In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Last Thursday, we celebrated the 4th of July, a day in which we commemorate the birth of the United States. America is now 243 years old. Can we please say together, Happy Birthday, America?
Happy Birthday, America!
Our country has a rich spiritual history that continues to interest us today. One of the founding principles of this country is that our rights come from God. In times of conflict and troubles, our nation adopted a motto which now appears in all our currency. In God we trust. Can we say that together?
In God we trust.
May we learn to transfer this motto into our hearts all the days of our lives. Now, the sermon that I'm going to deliver today is based mainly on the first reading from the Old Testament. But it's going to be a little bit different because it's also based in a personal story. Is that okay? In the first reading from Kings, we have a character by the name of Naaman. Naaman was the military leader, one of the region's most powerful nations. He was a brave warrior. He was a man that had power, position, and prestige. He was successful. He was wealthy. He was admired and respected. But he had a skin disease, leprosy. He was in need of healing, and he was healed in a rather unusual way. That way and that healing changed his life forever. Many of us remember Fidel. Remember Fidel, the Mexican guy that we helped get to Mexico? Anybody remember him? Raise your hand if you remember his story.
Wow, most of the congregation.
That's good. Now, Fidel, you know, I met him in the soup kitchen. And he helped me reaffirm the reason why I became a priest. I remember that as soon as I won his trust and friendship, I discovered that not only he was an alcoholic, but also he was suffering from the I'm not going anywhere and there is no way I can have a better life syndrome. So I began to speak to him about the benefits of checking into the rehab. During that time, he was drinking 24 and sometimes more beers per day. How about that? One day, he came in to eat as usual and told me he was ready and that he wanted me to take him to the hospital. Without thinking it twice, I grabbed my car keys and headed to the hospital. There, he had the alcohol withdrawn from his body. The process was painful since he had to be tied down to the bed for 3 days. He was fighting his body, which was demanding that he continue drinking as usual. I went every day to visit him since I wanted him to know that he was not alone and that he could count on my support. After 8 days of treatment, the hospital informed me of his discharge. This initial treatment was followed by 3 other programs for alcoholics, which were meant to give him the tools needed to have a new life, a new beginning. I will forever remember the activity to which I was invited at the end of his programs, where he compared his journey to a fishing rod, a house under construction, and a baby. He expressed, without knowing that I was there, what each of these things signified in his journey. He said, "The fishing rod is Father Adolfo, who is taking me out of the hole where I was. The house under construction is my life at the moment, and the baby is the rebirth that is happening within me." After I heard his words, I thought, this is the kind of ministry that I was ordained to be part of. The work with Fidel was also done in combination with many of you from Grace La Gracia, who helped Fidel by motivating him and by helping him financially when I took him back to his home country, Mexico. In March of this year, I returned from Mexico, where I was on a mission trip. My mission was to see Fidel again. When I arrived in Mexico, I saw Fidel waiting for me in the airport, and I noticed that he was extremely skinny and that he had a yellowish color on his face. Immediately, I began to worry. When I talked with his mother, she told me that he needed medicine and that all the tests couldn't be done because she didn't have the money available. And she had to put everything on hold. I told her that I would take care of all the expenses. We took him to the hospital where all the results revealed that he had cirrhosis of the liver, which was caused by his alcohol intake for more than 20 years. Last month, hear this, people of God, last month, month of June, Fidel's mother called me again and told me that Fidel was in the last stage of his life and that if I wanted to see him for the last time, I should go to Mexico as soon as possible. Deciding whether to go or not was not an easy task. First I thought, financially, I don't have the money. Then I thought of my calendar and all that I had to do for that week. If I was to travel, everything just had to be canceled. Furthermore, I was thinking perhaps I should just send this money to the family. But then I said to myself, sending money is a very cool thing to do. What do you think about that? That's just not the same. So in the midst of my indecision, I thought, if he dies and I don't go at this moment, I am going to regret this for the rest of my life. It was then that I just closed my eyes, took out my credit card, and bought the ticket. But God, listen to this, God had a big surprise for me, since when I shared this with the parishioners of La Gracia, they took up a collection, and with that collection, I was able not only to cover my ticket, but also to take $500 to his mother. How about that? I arrived in Mexico on a Monday and immediately headed to Fidel's house. There I saw him lifeless, skinny to the bones. And when I looked into his eyes, I noticed that there were tears. And I asked him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Because I am happy that you are here and I did not expect you to come so soon." In Mexico, I gave Fidel the last rites. I gave him the sacrament of reconciliation and Holy Communion. 2 days later, I returned to New York, and last Sunday, for the 10 a.m. service, Fidel's mother called me and asked me to give him a final blessing. And by the end of the Eucharist, he passed away. So now I want to show you some pictures that will tell the story with images. I'm going to do this with Dr. Michael. Just give me a minute.